Yo, what's up? This is another podcast, and today's title, the topic of today's podcast is...
It's with the bros.
With the bros.
Penis.
Lizard man.
Lizard man. Alright, so,
with the bros.
So what do you think about Lizard man?
Lizard man's pretty poggers, like, not gonna lie.
Oh, where's that? Okay. What do you think about that, man?
Personally, I think that Donald Trump lost his skin suit in the factory and dipped it in Cheeto dust, and that's why he's so orange. So whenever lizard people put on the costume, right? You like lizard people? whenever they put on the costume, his was just dyed with, like, Cheeto dust, right? And Godzilla, right, is the god of lizard people. And, you know, like, they say the Earth is flat. What if it's, like, a petri dish sort of thing where it's, like, they set it down and it's just Godzilla turned on and off a lamp? And that's why there's the sun.
Come on.
I mean, what are your thoughts on this idea? Do you think it correlates?
Hey, yo, first of all, we're in the middle of a fight right now. Somebody's fighting in the classroom, but
boy,
I just have to point that out.
Okay.
You
finish smoke.
Hey, yo, real shit, we're in an underground fight club right now.
Yeah, but,
hey,
but you know,
virtual flight club.
You know, it's whatever.
Virtual fight club.
Don't talk about it.
Zuckerberg, right? Hear me out. He's a lizard man, and his ability is to zuck the life out of someone.
Hey, yo.
Hey, wait. Explain what you mean by zuck.
What do you mean by that?
Let me see what she looks like. He shoves his hand into their bodies and he just starts absorbing their energy to create a new skin suit.
Hey, yo, that's pretty fucking sus, bro. I'm not gonna lie, bro. But
fuck everybody on there. Fuck 12. Y'all can all go suck some dick and eat pussy. Whatever the fuck y'all do, just don't watch my boy's shit because he lean.
Bruh. Okay, that nigga hating. Fuck you, podcast. Alright, fuck y'all too.
What?
Anyways, what was that lizard thing about?
Hey,
that's not appropriate.
Huh? Alright, so, away from lizard people, update on me, because we haven't even stated our fucking names here yet. We probably should state all our names here. You probably should have started that off that way. You don't want to start over that intro real quick?
So what should the intro be?
Guys, I think Kaden is the Among Us imposter.
We haven't introduced ourselves, bro.
Oh, yeah. What's your name?
I am Kaden. I am blonde.
Yeah, he's blonde.
I'm Sans Undertale, and I'm a skeleton.
Okay. I'm Anonymous Man.
Yeah, and you know me. But
let's talk about dating.
Alright.
I have no clue why, but like at this school, nobody will touch me at the 10-foot pole. Bro, you mind? Nobody will touch me with like a 10-foot pole. It was, that kinda stung. But nobody will touch me at the 10-foot pole. But anytime I go to the ice rink, girls hit on me. I don't know why. I know I don't look good, but like anytime I go ice skating, girls hit on me. I don't know what it is.
It's because they know they could turn you into a little bitch.
Probably so. I mean, I'm taller than everybody there.
But you're literally a stick.
Bro, I'm taller than all of you right now.
Bro,
let's stand up.
We're not freaking measuring size over here. What the fuck?
All right. We are comparing.
All right, hold on. So,
This nigga said,
yo. Bro, everyone makes a fucking podcast or what? Come on,
yeah.
All right, so what I think about dating over here is that it's just so fucking weird. Everybody got STDs over here. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like half of the people.
Middle school dating, all right? Who the fuck dates in middle school? That shit's just a title, alright? It's just a title. Like, yes, let me hold hands with you in the lunch line and then have the PE coach yell at us. Yes, girlfriend material. Like, I don't understand it.
Alright,
what do you think about that, man?
I wouldn't pay attention. But first, I just want to take a look around. You can tell the different groups in this classroom just by looking. Look, I'm dead serious. Look around. You can tell the different groups. We got our group doing a podcast.
I just see a bunch of white people.
Then we got the girls in the corner. And then we got the people with the teacher. And then we got the niggas just sitting on their phones.
He's
not part of the podcast.
He's a
little bystander.
He's a special guest. Alright, anyways. Shit. I mean, You do have a valid point, though. I'm not gonna lie. And, shit.
How the fuck are we supposed to continue this?
So what do you think about bougie girls?
Huh?
What do you think about bougie girls in the school?
I'm gonna need you to explain to me, man.
Like, the ones in back of us.
I can't hear what he's saying. I can't tell. What, like,
okay.
What is your opinion on bougie girls?
Bougie girls.
Fucking stuck-up assholes who use their parents' money to act like they're rich. But yeah, I pay for my own shit, and apparently I'm poor.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Tell them.
I don't understand.
Preach.
Like, if a girl's gonna make fun of me for what I wear, but I pay for my own shit, and they got that Apple and fucking Louis Vuitton, but their parents pay for it. Which one looks better? Because I put in work to what I wear, man. I put in money to what
Amen,
I wear.
Brother.
All right.
I want to know what's your opinion on Lana Robes.
Lana Robes. Who's that? Nah.
About to hit the road.
Who's Lana Robes?
Give it to him. Oh, shit. Hey, what's the question?
What's your opinion?
On who?
Lana Robes.
She should be in She should be in Minecraft.
But who the fuck is she?
I'll look it up for you.
It's a porn star? Okay. Hey yo, shut up. Alright. So what I really think about porn is that it's fucking up a lot of dudes, right?
How do we get to this conversation?
Why are we talking about clothing and now we're talking about
Oh,
Lana
Robes?
Oh,
okay.
I think we might want to start a new one so we can actually have like one consistent
topic. What do you think about gay sex?
Gay sex? I think it's pretty fucking gay. I'm not gonna do that. I mean, it's pretty fucking sus. It's in the fucking title. I'm not gonna lie.
What do you think about gay motherfuckers in general?
Gay motherfuckers in general. I mean, people actually look. Listen. Yo, Logan. Yo, Caleb. Yo. People actually have sex with other dudes, right?
Yeah.
And call it no homo and then get away.
Yeah.
They they really think they're straight. So it's like, okay, it's pretty fucking sus.
I mean, all right. Here's the thing: if the socks stay on, it's like really rough gay anal sex. You're good, bro. You're good. Just like 10-hour anal section. Say no homo. Keep those socks on your Gucci.
I mean, yeah, you got a valid point. What do you think?
What?
What do you think about that?
It's amazing.
I think you're entitled to your own opinion.
Yeah.
You know, this man's having some brief, nice-ass answer.
That's a pussy answer.
Yeah. So
watch your language.
What's a good answer that you would give?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
You don't know?
Nope, because I know I'm going to be
so what was the question you was actually
going to
give us?
I said, wait, the question I just asked you?
Yeah.
I said, what do you think about gay people in general?
All right, the gay people in general? Okay. Okay, listen. Listen, there's different categories of gayness, right? Okay, listen. Listen. So there's the normal gay people, right? There's normal gay people who just, you know, got out of the closet and shit and were actually forced to be straight, right? But they're really cool people, not gonna lie. And there's the second category. These people, like, they don't dress, like, they don't cross-dress or anything.
We're fine right now. We're American.
Yeah.
No, we're not. We're
okay,
German. What are you
actually, we're in ELA class right now and making a podcast.
We're making a podcast in LA, and we're currently
podcast.
In America, so
podcast.
You know there's, like, gunshots in the background.
Yeah, of course,
school.
Duh.
It's an American school.
Duh.
Yeah, you know. Okay, so the second category.
Yeah,
all right, listen. So the second category is the people who make gayness their whole personality. Like those people suck. Like, those people really suck.
Like, people who, like, turn their entire personality into being, oh, I'm a quirky slut, give me penis. Like, those people are really, really...
What do you think about the dildo at school incident?
What do you think about the dildo at school incident?
There was a dildo incident? The hell?
They glued a 3-foot dildo to the floor and covered it in lubricant for a senior prank. So they couldn't pull it off the floor.
That's pretty fucking funny.
That is pretty fucking funny.
But listen, here's the twist. They all got expelled for it and had to repeat the senior year.
Shit. That was not worth it at all.
That was not worth it. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, and the dildo cost $600. That
shit was funny. Hey, yo, so what do you think about the dildo incident?
The what?
The dildo incident.
What was the dildo incident?
The one that I told you about them gluing it?
I think it's pretty fucking hilarious, dude.
Okay, but the twist is, A, it was $600 for a lubricant.
Okay, I would never pay $600 for a fucking dildo. All right.
And they didn't even use it.
They didn't even use it. I mean, that shit's pretty fucking funny. I'm not gonna lie. Cause, like, if I see a random dildo in the locker room, I'm gonna fucking screenshot that shit. No, like, I'm gonna.
What do you think about porn?
Oh, okay.
We already answered that.
No.
If anything, I would think you would be the one to take a picture with it.
Yes, of course. That would be funny.
What do you think about mullets?
Mullets? What was that?
Party in the back, business in the front.
Party in the back?
You know where they have it all, like, long in the back and short in the front? Yeah. And shaved on sides. Yeah, mullet.
Pretty fucking ugly, I'm not gonna lie. Pretty fucking ugly. Like, why the fuck would you do that? What the fuck?
It's country people. What do you think about rednecks?
Rednecks?
Yeah.
Like the people with red
Dude,
hair.
Let me tell you a story about
redneck. Like
country.
You fucking bring my car.
Let me tell you a story. How this little car right here, this little thing came out of a baby's ass.
He means like a redneck, like a fucking my sister type redneck, like Alabama type shit.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Let me give y'all a story real quick. So here's the shit. All right. So I was a wee boy. I was like 4 or some shit. Right.
I was a wee boy.
Shut the fuck up.
You were always a big boy.
Yeah, I'm still wee.
You
but,
come out as
you know,
a big boy.
You know, so basically, there's a shed on my street that's like always locked up, and my like tiny ass was like, there's a dead body in there, guaranteed. There's a corpse in that building. So pretty much what I'd do is I'd approach this shed, and then I'd try and, that's wacky. I'd like approach the shed and I'd try to break into it because there's a body in there. What a, whoa. Pretty
bad, bro. Keep going. So pretty much.
So basically, what I didn't know is that it belonged to this really redneck ass dude who like lived right next to it. So I was like throwing like pipes, like rusty pipes I found next to it, and I was fucking like stone skipping that shit at the window. And this dude walks out and goes, "Get the fuck off my property!" with this like fucking double barrel shotgun, like shoots it in the air type shit, and just chases me down with this thing. And like I was with my friends at the time, so we fucking bolted, like jumped the fence, bolted.
Dude, so what do you think about the story?
What?
What do you think about the story?
It was pretty fucking lame.
I'm not gonna lie though, if somebody actually pulled up with a shotgun at me, I would fucking run. Like, what the fuck?
No,
they...
I would fight. I would take his double barrel shotgun and shove it up his ass.
Like, I tried to vault a fence and fell flat on my ass.
Well, I'm black, so I would fucking vault.
You fucking dip.
I'm dipping.
Well, okay, this podcast was, like, pretty long, but, you know, whatever. Thanks for listening to the podcast and follow for more.